this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. I encourage you to go with me into these scriptures, to study the scriptures, to learn the Word of God, and to come out of the traditions of mankind. The teaching today, as usual on this program, will be a challenge. I do not intend to bring you the same watered-down message that everyone else brings. I want to bring the real Word of God. And it may be tough for you to accept the Scriptures and to come out of the traditions of man. But I just ask that you look at these scriptures, write them down, and study them in prayer and in fasting, truly and passionately seeking the truth in Jesus' name. Do you believe in the Ten Commandments? Do you keep all Ten Commandments? Are all Ten Commandments still intact? Well, people fight for the Ten Commandments. They protest, they march, they sign petitions, they fight like everything to display the Ten Commandments in public, on the courthouse wall, so forth, fighting for the Ten Commandments. But do you really believe in the Ten Commandments? Do you observe the Ten Commandments? Exodus 20 says, and God spoke all these words. Exodus 20, verse 1 says, God spoke these words. These are not things passed down through Moses, as the ordinances were, but these were the words of God. God himself wrote this with his own finger and spoke the Ten Commandments directly to the people. It says, God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which has brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. But yet people have statues of what they think is Jesus, statues of angels and other graven images of wolves, of dogs, cats, turtles, dolphins, unicorns, and everything under the sun, and a picture of a man on the wall who they say is Jesus, but is actually the picture of a son of one of the popes from hundreds of years ago, an actual man that lived a few hundred years ago. It was a son of a pope that modeled for that picture of Jesus, and is not a picture of Jesus on your wall at all, but the picture of a Catholic man, the son of a pope, and all the other statues and pictures of everything under heaven. And yet the Bible says to not have any likeness of anything under heaven or anything in heaven. That would include Jesus, that would include angels. Do you believe in the commandments? Will you fight for them day and night, but yet not observe them? Are we a hypocritical church? Are we a hypocritical generation? Are we a hypocritical society? I say yes. We are a hypocritical church and society and generation, because we fight tooth and nail for the commandments to be displayed, but the church does not keep it. But rather, your ministers, your prophets, your apostles, your prophecies tell you that the Bible doesn't mean what it says, that you don't have to do this, that this is done away with, that it's deleted, that it's changed, or that's not what it's talking about, or that's not what it means. The blind leading the blind. Allowing the people, allowing the children to have their toys and their idols and their graven images. The end is almost up. Are we going to continue to play games and allow everything that we want to do because it's pretty? Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness, of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. We need to read that over and over and over. He is a jealous God. Have you ever been married to a jealous man or a jealous woman? And every time you even just look toward another man or look toward another woman, and you may not have no evil intent. You may not be trying to look at that man or woman in evil intent. It may not be your heart or your purpose to look at them wrongfully. But a jealous husband or a jealous wife will say, you are looking. And we are looking, aren't we? We're looking at those pictures, those pornography pictures that we have on the wall, pornography pictures of a man that we're calling Jesus, who is not Jesus. It is Antichrist. It is pornography. God looks at that like pornography. The statues are pornography. All the other graven images and idols that you have in your whatnot shelf, they're all pornography. It is all fornication to God, who is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. I say you hate God if you are following these idols and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You want mercy? Mercy is shown to those that keep my commandments. For thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It doesn't say change it. It doesn't say do away with it. It doesn't say delete it. It doesn't say don't remember it. It doesn't say pick a day. It doesn't say just pick any day of the week. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day, not the first, not Sunday morning, not Sunday morning chicken, not Sunday morning church, not Sunday morning blind leading the blind, not Sunday morning worshiping the sun on Easter, not Sunday morning, not Sunday afternoon chicken, but the seventh day, Saturday, is the seventh day, is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. Where in the scriptures was that changed? Nowhere. You cannot find it. It's not in the scriptures. It was never, ever, ever, ever changed except for by the Catholic Church. And it's time that we stop going to the Catholic Church every Sunday morning. A Catholic Church that is calling themselves Baptist. A Catholic Church that is calling themselves Protestant. A Catholic Church that is calling themselves Pentecostal. A Catholic Church that is calling themselves whatever they want to call themselves. They're still the Catholic Church. They're still the daughters of the Catholic Church. They are still the daughters of Babylon. They are still Catholic, whatever they want to name themselves. They can marry however many men they want and keep changing their name every year and every 2 years and every 3 years. Keep marrying another man, keep changing their name. But they are still the Catholic Church with Catholic doctrine. Amen. And just because the disciples met on the first day of the week in one place in the Bible, does not mean that the Sabbath was changed to the first day of the week. Just because the disciples met on the first day of the week in Acts 20, verse 7, and they collected offerings on the first day of the week in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, does not mean that the Sabbath was switched to a different day. Guess what? They continued to keep on the Sabbath. They continued to meet on the Sabbath. They continued to meet on the Sabbath day, Saturday, the seventh day of the week, in Acts 13, in Acts 17, in Acts 18, in Acts 2, Acts 3, Acts 5, over and over and over, they continued to meet on the Sabbath day. And it was called the Sabbath day. Decades after Jesus rose from the dead and went back to heaven, the scriptures continued 30, 40, 50 years after Jesus was resurrected and went back to heaven. The scriptures continue to call the first day of the week, first day of the week, and never called it the Sabbath. And it continued to call the seventh day of the week the Sabbath. Say that again. 40, 50 years after Jesus went back to heaven, the scriptures continued to call the first day of the week the first day of the week, and continued to call the seventh day of the week the Sabbath. It never calls the first day of the week Sunday the Sabbath. The scriptures never does it. The scriptures never says, pick a day of your choosing. Romans 14, they twist it. Romans 14 is actually talking about fasting. That if a person wants to fast on Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday or the middle of the month or the first of the month or the end of the month, let him choose when to fast and judge him not for when he choose to fast. That's what it's talking about is fasting. Look at the context of Romans 14. The whole context of Romans 14 is food. Look how many times it talks about food, meat, drink, wine, bread, so on. How many times is it talking about food? It's all about food, whether you eat or not eat on a certain day. It has nothing to do with the Sabbath and the feast days of the Lord. They say, but Jesus was risen Sunday morning. That changed the Sabbath. Well, whether he rose on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, whenever he rose, how does that change the Sabbath? The Bible doesn't say that. Show me where it says that because he rose at a certain time on a certain day, that changed the Sabbath. Show me that. Show me that. It's not written. We have to stop adding into the Bible what it does not say. Do you believe in the commandments? Do you observe the Ten Commandments? If you are not keeping Saturday as the Sabbath, then you are not obeying the commandments, you are not obeying Jesus, and you do not believe the Word of God, but rather you are following the traditions of the Catholic Church, now known as Protestantism, under a different name. But it is still what it is. All this in Jesus' name. Search in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.